And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sedler Taylor talks about saying boo to a goose.
In my view, my son is a perfectly competent human being. In my son's view, I'm a fight picker. Now, I think that the way he became perfectly competent as a human being is due to stellar direction from not just the village, but in large part from me. That being the case, it stands to reason that others too could easily benefit from my direction. That's not fight picking. That's the sharing of information and life experience. I ask, how could anyone possibly interpret the giving of a gift such as that as spoiling for a fight? He's of the opinion that strangers, even though they are strangers behaving badly, aren't looking for life direction from some old lady that they don't know. He views my gift of help to them as fight picking. Honestly, how could anyone view a politely phrased, well-meant suggestion regarding vocal volume and vocabulary choice as fight picking? The goal here is to keep the badly behaved from being set upon by the whole mob, since they obviously don't realize that people don't want to hear their loud and hateful outpourings. They just need a bit of motherly direction. Pre-parenting, I was self-contained and fairly timid. It had not yet occurred to me that others might benefit from my sharing my opinions with them. Then came my admittedly fortunate experience with parenting and the obvious conclusion that my opinions must be of merit. Golly, it would be selfish and churlish not to share. The parenting experience banished my former demeanor of, as the saying goes, not saying boo to a goose. On reflection, I thought that not saying boo to a goose to be a curious phrase, especially to a city dweller. So I went scurrying off to consult my Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable. No result there, and very little on the internet either, actually. The best I could come up with was an entry on a website called the Phrase Finder, which suggested that babysitting geese was traditionally a job for small girl children, that geese were easily intimidated, and that anyone who wouldn't dare speak loudly and firmly to a goose was a wimp indeed. Another site, the Online Etymology Dictionary, as a subheading under Boo, cites a discussion of the phrase from September 1870, and that standard expert, the Oxford English Dictionary, has a citation from 1639. So clearly it's not a new sentiment. But I digress. Now that I am a successful parent and a big girl who feels confident enough to wrangle geese, I'm eager to share my accumulation of helpful information. Thus, lately, in my advanced years, when I thought, if not already dead, that is, to be sitting in my rocking chair reading, I find that circumstances have conspired to force me into the public arena of social activism. If this is fight-picking, well, to paraphrase the fabled old Adam, the man made me do it. Another curiosity and digression. John McCutcheon's 2005 CD, Mightier Than the Sword, is a CD that I greatly admire. On it, John partnered with, was inspired by, prose and poetry writers to produce music laden with ideas from those crafters of the written word. In the same way that their solitary acts of writing influenced that musical offering, a recent local attempt at social injustice has forced my solitary acts of writing into public resistance through the written word. Gratifyingly, those words spurred others to actions as well, and our actions were met with success. Quotes such as Thomas Jefferson's, "The government you elect is the government you deserve," and Everett Dirksen's, "When I feel the heat, I see the light," come, at these times, galloping across my mind, spurring me to share my store of experience with office holders who make themselves as troublesome as those badly behaved, overloud spouters of unimaginative vitriol. Some geese need to have boo said to them. If that's fight-picking, well, good for this old mother. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sedler Taylor.
And in the dew, drop glitter of some radiant crystal spray. We'd saddle up the weather, we'd harness up the day, weld up the eaves and corners, nail up the hoists and beams, and organize the day of work to rivet to our dreams.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.